Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Onyx Concepcion. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Almon. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ben Callahan. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Peters trapped. There's the throw to Washington who tags Peters for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Callahan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Callahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Kearney moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Akins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Akins reaches second base with a double. McRae moves to third. Chris Codaroli now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 2 in the game. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Akins moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codaroli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pasternicki now playing third base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Almon bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Peters moves to second. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez is walked intentionally. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Phillips scores. Peters moves to third. Lopez moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mitchell Page pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Lopez scores. Page goes all the way around to score. Lansford moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Akins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-3 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.